Welcome back to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
I am here with my friend Glenn Tickle. And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads. And easy to listen to use. What did I just say?
Yeah, listen to use.
I don't know.
Production for use.
So here's the thing. We're coming to you today in the equivalent of a Gilligan's Island episode where they made a coconut radio.
Yeah, we're operating purely on coconuts.
Yeah, your boy Glenn Dunn did a dummy dumb, and so we're using a backup computer.
Yeah, like I straight up did not bring my computer to record the podcast.
Yeah.
I brought microphones, the new mixer that we still can't get to work, and the old audio interface that has never done us dirty. But I did not bring my computer, so we're using yours and software I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, but...
And I'm still not feeling great.
Yeah, no, you're still sick. We're not confident that anything is going to happen at the end of this podcast. We see lines as if audio is being recorded, but we can't actually confirm that anyone will ever hear this banter.
Yeah, we've had a lost episode before. Maybe this is the next one.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want it to be.
No, we've gone to a lot of effort and frustration. I brought you some of your homemade soda in a cup while you watched tutorial videos. It was a whole thing.
I had to look up the basic, hey, dummy, here's how you do a new thing in Adobe Audition because I've never used it before.
And it was great. I was walking down the hall, and I heard you watching the tutorial video, and the guy that was talking on the video sounded a little similar to me. And I was like, did you replace me?
Yeah.
Like, there was new... that imposter syndrome kicked in. I walked down the fucking hall.
It's Tommy Lungs.
Oh, my God.
It's my new friend.
Fuck him.
He knows lots of things.
Not more than I do.
Let's find out. So that's how we're operating today.
And also, I think, just, you know, peeking behind the curtain here, as we both cough, me into the microphone and you out of the microphone. We're sitting opposite of how we normally do.
Yeah. Which
is weird.
I mean, I'm at your desk right now. I'm taking over.
That's fine.
I'm in the big boy seat.
I sort of like I don't have the pressure of sitting behind the desk. I'm on the other side of the desk. I'm looking at all these great toys. I feel like you're solely in charge, and if this goes off the rails, it's your fault, not mine.
Well, I think if this goes off the rails, it's my fault for not bringing literally the most important piece of equipment.
You're the most important piece of equipment.
That's sweet of you to say, except it objectifies me as equipment. But, I meant if I didn't bring the microphones.
I objectify you as equipment.
And I guess we could have just done it on a phone, like, worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario, sure.
But this is a real flight of the Phoenix.
Flight of the Bumblebee.
What's the one where the plane crashes and they build a new plane? Flight of the Phoenix.
Sure. Hope we're not doing a page on that, because I don't even know what you're referencing.
It's a movie. They did a remake with Hugh Laurie and Quaid.
Which Quaid?
Not the crazy one.
Dennis. So Dennis is the poor man's Harrison Ford?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's Dennis Quaid, Hugh Laurie, probably other people. I don't think it's just two people. I think there's like a team.
Funny you bring up those two people, though. Both have we have an open door policy in this podcast for both Hugh Laurie and Dennis Quaid. If either one of them ever wants to guest, they're welcome to jump in anytime. Also Randy Quaid, because he's my favorite Quaid.
He's your favorite
Quaid? He's my favorite Quaid.
It's a bold stance.
I'm a bold guy. Who do you want? Do you want the guy that's classically handsome and sort of boring, or do you want the loose cannon drunk from Independence Day, crop dust in the wrong field, and blowing up an alien mothership?
Well, Dennis Quaid seems at least... Oh, no, I meant to say Randy. Randy Quaid seems genuinely mentally ill. Dennis Quaid... just got engaged to like a 25-year-old.
That feels judgy.
So, no, I think I think that's a defense of him. Like, He's just mentally ill. He's not just kind of a creep.
I caught the end of Dennis Quaid has a band. I think they're called the Sharks, I think. And he played here at Steel Stacks, and I caught the end of his set. And apparently he had just been aggressively drinking the whole time, so he was very drunk playing Great Balls of Fire. And I walked in the room right as he was doing this, like, I guess you would call it a solo. He's pounding the keyboard with his fist, sloppily playing, having a great time. The crowd's loving it. But then he turns around and decides to, like, play the piano with his butt, which is just a fancy way of saying sit on the piano a bunch. Oh, man.
Andrew McMahon does a similar move when he plays If You See Jordan Live from Something Corporate. He's been here also.
Also, yeah, look at that. Both of those gentlemen, standing invite. Come do our podcast, you fucking
cowards. I don't
know
if I endorse the standing invite for Dennis Quaid. Cowards. Andrew McMahon, you're in. House, get on over here. Let's talk about how much I like that show.
If your last name is Quaid, you can come on this podcast any day. Bring your computer. We don't have one.
Yeah, all right.
That's not true. We have one. We don't
have
two.
Dennis, if you bring a MacBook, you can come in.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, you're in front of the computer, man. You want to pull up Facebook? I'm probably still logged in.
What the hell are we talking about today?
I don't know.
What even browser do you use?
Chrome. Like normal people. So you're going to want to go to Facebook.com.
I was looking for a link. You got 20 different Facebook.com links.
You're a very important boy.
I'm going to click that one because it's I think I know what AQ stands for. Yeah. These other ones could be anything. I don't know your life.
You know it pretty well. You know well enough to buy tea for me as a gift.
Yeah, because we're sweet boys. You put up a call to action. And
I did. I put up several. There's one today.
I've been running around a lot today. I'm not having a great day.
No, you're not, and that's okay. Everybody's allowed to have a bad day. It's going to be redemption for you here.
Let's see. So we
are
got
we still recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, look at that. Okay, yeah, all right. Okay.
Made me panic for a bit.
Well, I don't know. I was looking at the computer and, like, nothing was happening, but
It operates differently than
you operate differently.
Yeah. Worse, some would say. So
I wrote, quick, what's something you'd like to know more about that probably has a Wikipedia page? Did that via the improvised Wikipedia page. If you're not following us on Facebook, hop over there, and that's how you can make your suggestions for us.
I think that's the most we've gotten from the actual page.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those...
the ones that you and I post on our personal pages tend to do better.
We're very popular boys. Well, I don't know. They're mostly bits from our comedian friends. I don't know that we're popular boys.
Yeah, a lot of them are bad. We've talked about it.
Pretty sure.
So it looks like we've got 15 on this one.
Okay. Did you like call through and remove the joke ones? Or are
you
just
gonna roll
the dice?
No, I skimmed them and I wasn't sure if you could read them, so I scrolled back up so you
can. I can't. No, my eyesight is garbage.
Yeah, mine's also quite bad. I'm gonna have to lean in to read some of these bad boys.
All right.
So I'm gonna need a number from 1 to 15.
6.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mindy Arato.
Okay.
Aratau. Aratau. Arato. Mindy. Pretty much hit all the ways you could say that. Narcolepsy.
Oh my gosh. One of my favorite Ben Folds songs.
So out the gate, it's a neurological disorder that causes you to fall asleep at times you don't want to fall asleep.
Yeah.
That's the baseline of what it be. Mm-hmm.
And I vaguely remember, and I don't know, we've well established by now that we're both dum-dums and don't know what we're talking about, but I don't know it's actually considered sleep, the state that you fall into. I think you lose consciousness,
like,
and it looks like
a
sleep.
Cabinet of Dr. Caligari situation?
I think so. And the reason I say it like that is because I don't know. I know that's a movie.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm...
German expressionists.
Yeah, and I don't know what I'm talking about with both narcolepsy and the Cabinet of Dr.
There was also a Batman Elseworlds comic called Batman Nosferatu, but they took the plot from Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, not Nosferatu.
Oh, really?
It's always bothered me.
Oh.
And I would like to put them on blast publicly on our moderately successful podcast.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just really excited that I understood that reference. I've read that Batman comic.
Oh, then you know the plot of The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
I don't remember that Batman comic. I own it and I've read it, but sure. So what? Walk me through this plot.
So Dr. Caligari is a somnambulist, a spooky sleep doctor who would like tour... Basically, a carnival show.
So is a somnambulist by definition spooky, or is this gentleman just happened
to be spooky? I think Caligari is spooky more than somnambulism is spooky.
Okay.
That, my understanding was like that somnambulism was like an early attempt at actual doctoring.
Mm. You ever do a sleep study?
Yeah.
Oh, they're the fucking dumbest thing ever.
I went in to see if I had sleep apnea because I snore real bad and I don't sleep good.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like, nope, you're fine.
Yeah.
But they made me sleep like on my back and kind of reclined and sitting up. And I was like, well, I don't sleep like this. So
what does this help?
You're not. Yeah.
I did one of the take home monitors to see if
I would rather. I had to go to a place.
Oh, no, it's fucking terrible because you've got all these like diodes and you've got this machine that's like the size of like an old like cassette tape player that you've got to like strap to your waist, and it's like impossible to like, I don't understand how they get any usable data. It's impossible to sleep with all the shit they've got you hook up to at home. It's just like, what are you learning here?
I mean, you're all terrible. If you go to the place, you're also hooked up to stuff. I had like junk on my head. There was like a wax in my hair that they had to like attach the diode.
I feel like they're all spooky.
It's a little spooky. I mean, just the idea of going from being awake to being unconscious.
And like being a doctor, it's like, here, hook this machine up to you and go to sleep. Yeah. Yeah, they're all spooky motherfuckers. Now that we talk through it, somnambulists, you're on blast.
Yeah, Dr. Caligari, you spooky creep. So
he's a sideshow somnambulist.
He tours
back in the
I forget the character's name, but he's just asleep. And he's like, come look at this sleepy boy. He's asleep all the time. I'm studying him because I'm a doctor. Look at this sleepy creep. And people come and look at the sleeping guy. And then he can, like, I think he makes him, like, sleepwalk to entertain people. But then he goes out and does, like, crime.
Oh.
At night. He, like, Dr. Caligari makes him go, like,
Do crime
and rob. And I think he kills somebody.
Okay.
But there's two friends who are in love with the same girl.
Uh-huh.
That has something to do with the spooky boy. It's been a long time since I've watched The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari or read Batman Nosferatu.
Huh.
But it's a classic of German expression. So the backgrounds are all like starkly painted, where the wall is painted to look like the wall. It's a different kind of wall. And they use a lot of like contrasting colors and stark lines.
So your major complaint about Batman Nosferatu is they lifted the plot from The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
It's like calling it Batman Back to the Future, but it really has the plot of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Got it. So similar but different. Yeah. But isn't
Nosferatu,
isn't
was
Nosferatu
also
just a ripoff of Bram Stoker's Dracula, but they changed enough so they could get rid of the copyright?
Yeah, because they're like, hey, Bram, let's make this book into a movie.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah. And they're like, all right, we're still going to do it, but it's Count Orlok now instead of Dracula. And also we're going to call the movie Nosferatu instead of Dracula. Even though the vampire's name is Count Orlok, I don't think anybody's like, I don't think anybody calls him that. I don't know if Nosferatu means vampire in like Czech or something, but I don't know. I've watched that movie a bunch. I've never really thought about why it's called that, even though the guy's name is Count Orlok. Check out, I edited Lonely Island's I'm on a Boat to the boat scene from Nosferatu, ostensibly to bother our friend Ryan Hill. It's coming up on the 1-year anniversary. That is the thing that I've done that the most people have seen in my life.
I'm so sorry.
I think we're up on like 20,000 views on that bad boy.
I'm so sorry, dude.
I mean, I'm proud of it. I don't know why that's the one
that clicked with some people.
Yeah.
I don't know,
it's
man.
Fun. I watch it sometimes. I'm like, I did a good job with this.
People apparently enjoy watching me eat food, so that's my claim to fame. There's videos of me eating hot dogs and
beans. I mean, I've eaten food with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Narcolepsy.
But narcolepsy. So there's different kinds. It's not one thing. There's kind of a
classic narcolepsy, cherry narcolepsy. Yeah. You got your caffeine-free narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy zero.
That's it. That's narcolepsies. All of them.
But the popular perception of it is you just kind of fall asleep out of nowhere for no reason. You're just like walking down the hall, and then boom, you fall asleep, and then you're on the ground. I don't think any of them, like sitcom narcolepsy, I don't think exists. But people fall asleep when they don't want to. I have a friend who was diagnosed with a type of narcolepsy. I think it violates HIPAA if I call them out, but...
Are we subject to HIPAA laws?
I don't think so, because we're not doctors. No. Yet, not with that attitude, we won't be. Ramapo College, give me an honorary degree. You know I'm good for it. But he has a type of narcolepsy.
I don't even think you're allowed to gender him.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not.
I think there goes your honorary doctor.
Oh, man. Now I'm not going to get that neurophysiology job.
Wah, wah.
But there's different kinds. With different severity.
It
ties in with sleep paralysis.
Is there a causality to it? Because sleep paralysis, we've identified, nobody knows why it happens.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, I don't know.
It's a great classic episode of this podcast, but the big takeaway from that is some people, when they wake,
they just get sleepy.
When they wake up, their brain is awake, but their body's not moving yet. So like nobody knows why. But what about narcolepsy? I don't think there's a causality to it. I don't think they've identified it.
It's a neurological disorder. It's something in your brain, but I don't think we know. No one's like, oh, it's the whatever lobe by the
right. Brain's notoriously difficult to work with because you don't go in there and poke around, man. You can't. You can't do it. You don't go all Phineas P. Gage on a narcolepsy victim. You know,
you can't. When you're that far in, you can study your anatomy all you want, but
so like TM.
It all looks.
I always wanted to. I'm not a big musical theater fan, but I've always joked that I want to write a musical about the life of Phineas P. Gage because I think that'd be really fun.
That's the Railroad Spike Head Boy.
It's the Railroad Spike Head Boy.
I think there's been a play.
I'm sure
about it. Probably a lot.
It's a great
of
name. It's a great.
It's
name.
A great name. It's a great story. By great, I mean not for him personally.
Oh no,
but. It did kind of open up people's understanding of how brains work.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's how we identified the differences between hemispheres was part of it.
Jacked up, it was, what is, prefrontal cortex.
No.
But that was probably part of it. But the lobe up front was where the spike went through.
Because
that's when they give you a lobotomy, they poke around in there.
Yeah.
Because there were drastic personality changes for this boy. Did he get narcolepsy, though? Because we keep getting way off topic.
Maybe. Well, here's the thing. If you want to learn more about Phineas P. Gage.
Oh, Finny P?
Fucking make that suggestion, because we're going to stop talking about it, because that's a different episode.
Yeah.
So, like us on Facebook, make that suggestion, we can tackle it. Like, I don't know much more about narcolepsy there. I think we've really kind of like nailed the top part. We've already mentioned it's my favorite Ben Folds song. Like, what more
gotta
do you want
from
us?
Gotta nail that top part. Who coined it? Who said this is narcolepsy?
Okay. So.
And when?
Doctor.
I'm thinking, gotta go doctor.
Gotta go doctor.
Caligari.
I feel like Dr. Caligari is a fictional doctor.
Yeah, he's made up for the movie.
Right. But like he's Dr. spooky. Carl Gary Allensworth isn't. He's a real person. Dr. Carl Gary Allensworth in 1857.
And it's got to be one of those things where they used to think it was witches.
Oh, yeah.
Or like the devil. So I think it might have been named pretty recently, like 50s or 60s.
Oh, you think? I went 1857. You weren't listening.
I wasn't.
You were coughing.
Yeah. I've been trying real hard to not do it this whole time.
It's all right. You're not feeling
1850.
Well.
Yeah, I think they might have started to look then. I think before that, people were like, "I don't. You're tired," or the devil. It's 1489. We cannot help you with any medical stuff yet.
Like, rub some dirt in it?
And yeah. If it doesn't have get you better, tried honey? We've been trying to use honey as medicine for quite some time.
Have you peed on it yet?
You got to get some pee-pee in there.
Got to get that pee-pee in there. What up, Alchemy? I don't know. That's all I got, man. I feel like we need to take a break. We wasted a lot of time at the top explaining how we're dumb. Came to a podcast unprepared.
Really, just gonna take a knee on this one.
I mean, like this. I mean, we're sort of, that's our time for the first half, right?
Yeah, we might as well. I don't think like normally I would try to rally and get some good details in there, but oh boy, do I not have any to provide.
No, just go out and purchase the unauthorized biography of Reinhold Messner by Ben Folds. Listen to that narcolepsy track; it's great.
Just go read a book. Or take a nap. That's what I do when I try to read a book.
All right, well, let's take a break. When we come back, we will go over the official Wikipedia page for narcolepsy.
Heck yeah, we will.
Heck yeah, we will. Hey, friends. It's me, John, from the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast, all by myself. Just kidding. Glenn Tickle is here, too.
You bad man.
Oh, you know I wouldn't leave you out. There was that one time, but then you've thrown temper tantrums through most episodes.
Always.
Glenn, we got to pay the bills.
Get that money!
Yeah. Well, you know how you and I only kind of accept ads from things that we like.
Correct.
Thrilled with this week's copy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, check it out. It's for backpacks.
Oh, hell yeah. I love those little strappy bags.
Oh, my God. Do you have to carry stuff, but you're basically lazy?
Are you an adult, but you still want to look like a seventh grader?
Do you have to carry a laptop that you're ultimately going to forget to bring to record the podcast? Where can you put it? Put it in a backpack, but not the one you're going to take.
No, put it in your messenger bag. That's the problem. I didn't use a backpack.
Yeah.
I normally put it in the backpack. With all the audio, that's my audio backpack. I got an audio backpack.
Mm-hmm.
I got a camera gear backpack. Mm-hmm. I've got a backpack that I accidentally spilled a bunch of putty in the bottom of and I had to throw away recently. I had another one. I might just be down to the two. Audio video.
Real who's who of backpacks right there.
And then I have a messenger bag that currently contains my laptop.
Are you living in a modern world and have to go to a city? You need a backpack.
Get a backpack.
You gotta have a backpack.
What are you gonna do? Shove a bunch of stuff in your pockets?
Fuck pockets.
I hate having a lot of things in my pocket.
Pockets are the devil's backpack.
I've always said that. I like my right pants pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That's for my car keys and nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Oh my god, me too. That's why we're doing this podcast.
Yeah, my left one, phone. And nothing else.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, we're pocket bros.
Do you have
pocket
a lot of keys?
Bros.
Do you have a lot of keys on your keychain? Or are you trying to keep that business to a minimum?
I find that when people see my keychain, it's more keys than I think in the modern world are accepted.
So you look like a janitor.
I don't think it's that bad, but it is more than I think most people.
Can I get a look at that?
Yeah, yeah. Hold on.
Can I get a look at that keychain?
Mm-hmm. Sure can.
Oh, you got to fill that bad boy in a backpack. You got like a dozen keys
on
there,
my guy.
It's not
a dozen keys. I mean,
you've got nearly a dozen keys.
It is nearly a dozen keys, yeah. Boom. You got a house key and a car key.
I got a house key, a car key, and then
a little container filled with cocaine.
My
I
little
think.
Cocaine container. Cocaine. It is full of migraine medication.
Oh, yeah? Cocaine.
I like to get real high when I get a migraine.
Backpacks. Strap it up. Strap one on.
You definitely fit a lot of cocaine in a backpack. But don't. That's a crime, but you could, right? Get that, fill it up with money.
And we're back. Oh, Glenn, in our frantic beginning to this podcast, we forgot to check in and actually check the score. I think we're losing.
Yeah, we are.
We're down one, right?
We are not. It's not going good, and I'm not happy about it.
18 to 19
to 20 to 9.
Oh, 19 to 20 to 9.
down by one. We lost last time. I think last week we ran a classic episode.
You were sick. I was sort of sick.
We had not a great week.
Oh, boy.
But we're back in the studio to almost definitely lose again.
Oh, yeah. You've got the official Wikipedia page pulled up.
I'm in the hot seat, so I'm looking at this bad boy right now. I'm just going to do a quick scroll down and get a sense of what we're in for. This looks beefy.
Well, maybe it's just the liner notes from the unauthorized. A
lot of references. Ooh, wow. How many references is it? 67 of them bad boys. Lot of scientific papers on here. Not even just like garbage internet quotes like Glenn Tickle said this thing one time. And it's on Wikipedia now. Oh, we didn't even mention dogs or rodents, but they have their own section.
What? Fuck off, really?
Dogs, as well as other species like cats or horses, can also exhibit spontaneous narcolepsy with similar symptoms as the one reported
in
humans.
Dogs just like the sleep. Fuck you.
But what I don't like is that it's dog is the section.
Yeah.
And it starts with dogs, as well as species like cats and horses.
Animals. Hey, man, this is your first time reading the page.
Yeah, I'm
outside of a
live
episode. Start at the top.
No way.
No way? You just
I'm
gonna
in charge
scroll
now.
Around?
I'm the captain now.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
Do you remember when people who weren't funny got a hold of I'm the captain now for like 2 years? And I was just like, stop. Just stop, please.
It's as a guy who is funny, objectively, not bragging.
No, the IRS deems you a professional comedian.
Says it on there. I do not like it when people who are not funny attempt comedy.
Because it's usually like a reference.
Unless it's
to a
like
movie.
A genuine, like if you want to try it and you like are genuinely like you're going to an open mic to attempt comedy, that's fine. I mean, like in conversation with me specifically.
Well, and it's like the movie quote thing that drives me nuts too, right? Like I'm the captain. No, is the equivalent of Run, Forrest, Run,
right?
For like that it's just
both
like,
Tom
oh,
Hanks movies. God.
Yeah, I mean he picks a
the
good
man
script.
Makes quotable films.
Oh my god, oof. He's notably quotable.
Hey, Tommy Hanks, anytime you want to come on the show, we can do an episode on typewriters just for you, bud.
Fuck you, Tom. Only want Rita Wilson.
Ooh, yeah.
Wilson or Colin Hanks? No, Tom.
What?
Tom can't be on the podcast.
What? What do you think? It's America's lovable sweetheart, Tom Hanks.
He's oversaturated.
Oof. I mean, he puts out, what, one or two a year?
It's too many. It's too many. Give some other actors a chance to pick up some juicy roles, huh? What's Colin doing these days? You're poaching all the
what
roles
from
your
son. What is Colin doing these days? Drunk History.
I mean, that's all I got.
I don't know what else.
Hopefully this podcast.
Hopefully.
He can bring us.
If we get this mixer working, we got enough microphones and holes for guests.
It's true. Colin, bring
That was
bring,
the problem before. We didn't have enough
great.
Holes. I would love to do a typewriter one with Tom Hanks.
Dude, I would too. I mean, I was just. Can would, I be honest? I was just picking
just
a hot take. For
showing
the
off like a big boy.
Yeah, I would. I would. I would. I would very much.
He
be.
Would nail a typewriter episode.
Yeah,
that boy loves typewriters. I know the first one. You know how the keys have little individual arms that move? It was a big ball. That had letters all over it.
That's fun.
That was the first one.
How about you go ahead and read that first paragraph?
Narcolepsy is a long-term neurological disorder that involves a decreased ability to regulate sleep-wake cycles. Basically what we said.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So far, so good. Symptoms often include periods of excessive daytime sleepiness. I know that feel, bro. And brief, involuntary sleep episodes. So, yeah.
I don't know. That sounds like just being an adult to me.
Yeah. Well, who's not? Oh, yeah. Some periods of excessive daytime sleepiness. Come on.
It's called fucking work.
I've not been experiencing daytime sleepiness. I could say since my first kid was born, for sure. But you got to think before that, too.
Huh? That sentence was clearly written by somebody in their 20s.
Yeah. Get out of here with your 19-year-old. Organs that work.
Ugh.
Blech. About 70% of those affected also experience episodes of sudden loss of muscle strength known as cataplexy.
What's wrong?
I mean, 70% is a lot, but
sure, it's more than 2/3, almost 3/4.
But that seems like a different thing. That seems like arguing that pot's a gateway drug. Like, we don't need to bring cataplexy into this. Also, so soon. Like, put it a couple paragraphs down. Wikipedia, why are you so thirsty for cataplexy? These experiences can be brought on by strong emotions.
What?
Like, you get all hot and bothered and you fall asleep like a fainting goat.
I have a lot of questions for you.
Pretty solid fainting goat joke in this season of BoJack Horseman, by the way.
Cool.
What's your question?
I don't remember. Maybe I'm narcoleptic. I mean, so far this page hasn't convinced me I'm not.
These experiences can be brought on by strong emotions. Is that one? That's what I read. And then you're like, hold on.
Just keep going.
Less commonly, there may be vivid hallucinations or inability to move parenthetical sleep paralysis, which I mentioned being related. You're welcome. I'm a genius. While falling asleep or waking up. People with narcolepsy tend to sleep about the same number of hours per day as people without. But the quality of sleep tends to be worse.
I'm not convinced I'm not narcoleptic at this point.
It is. That's what I'm saying. There's different types, and some people are, and you don't even realize it. The exact cause of narcolepsy is unknown, which we mentioned.
Yeah.
With potentially several causes. In up to 10% of cases, there's a family history of the disorder. Hmm. Often, those affected have low levels of neuropeptide orexin, which may be due to an autoimmune disorder. I got one of them bad boys. Trauma, infections, toxins, or psychological stress may also play a role. Diagnosis is typically based on the symptoms and sleep studies. We talked about sleep studies, so that's probably...
Remember Diagnosis Murder?
Yeah, with Dick Van Dyke as a doctor who every week said this patient who died was murder.
Oh, so good. Let's get a reboot of that.
That really falls into like Murder, She Wrote territory.
Tom Hanks, why are you not involved in a reboot of Diagnosis Murder?
To see
Murder?
A Tom Hanks Diagnosis Murder.
I'd watch it with Colin Hanks. Colin, if you're actively looking for projects, we'll write some spec scripts for you. We'll get this thing up and running.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my God.
I got a busy week and a half coming up, but end of November, Colin, I'll get you. I'll get it on your desk. By Thanksgiving.
Colin, if you were looking for a one-of-a-kind gift for your father for Christmas, Glenn and I will write you a specs pilot.
Father-son spec pirate diagnosis murder. We'll type it on a typewriter.
All you got to do is just tweet us, man. Just tweet at John Lunger or at Glenn Tickle, and we'll make that happen for you, bud. We'll give you one round of edits. This is like a Fiverr spot now.
Where are we at on here?
Honestly, I don't care.
So
we're like punch by punch
here.
We're
going point for point.
Yeah. Basically, they're saying people sleepy and no one knows why.
Excessive daytime sleepiness can also be caused by other sleep disorders, such as sleep apnea, major depressive disorder. Yep. That one for sure. That one definitely makes you sleepy.
Professional comedians, we can vouch.
Anemia, heart failure, drinking alcohol and not getting enough sleep. Cataplexy may be mistaken for seizure. Shut up about cataplexy.
Yeah, you can't. We're not bundling pages, fucking Wikipedia page for narcolepsy.
It's got a page. Let the cataplexy information live where it be. Stop cramming it into narcolepsy. These people are tired enough without reading all your cataplexy nonsense.
It's like so frustrating. It's just like when we did that Dr. Robotnik episode and they started slipping Sonic the Hedgehog facts in there. I'm like, yeah, okay, they're related. They're part of the same world, but I don't care. Right? Unless you're talking about how it directly relates to Dr. Robotnik.
He has
Robotnik.
A life outside of trying to destroy Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
That's what we're interested
in. He got bonded with a fucking rotten egg, y'all.
How come we don't talk about that?
I don't know. Is there anything else you want to read on this page, bud?
While there is no cure, again, we said that, a number of lifestyle changes and medications may help.
Mm. I mean, I feel like that's true about literally everything.
Lifestyle changes, what do you think? Before I read them, what do you think would help?
I think this is going to talk about
decreasing screen time at night.
Ugh.
It's going to talk about decreasing caffeine and stimulant intakes.
Drinking Diet Coke right now. And it's 8 o'clock at night.
Regular exercise and a healthy diet. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, this is going to be like live a good life and things will get better.
Dumb nonsense. No one's going to do.
Right. I'll tell you what it's not going to say. It's not going to say do some blow off a hooker's ass. It's not going to be.
That'll wake you right up. Lifestyle changes include taking regular short naps and sleep hygiene. So sleep hygiene covers all the dumb nonsense you said, like going to bed at the same time, screen time bullshit, not drinking caffeine. That all falls under sleep hygiene. There's a page for it, but I don't need to click it because I know what's on there.
And also no one suggested it, so.
Take short naps, I like.
Yeah. Naps are great.
Naps are. I like a good long nap. I just like being asleep.
Sleep and eating are my two favorite things in life.
Ooh, yeah. Eating is good, but I'll put sleep over eating.
I didn't mean to rain on them. I just said them that way. Rank them, rather. So good. I don't know. I'll call this a tie. I think this is a straight up classic definition of a tie. While they might use fancier words, but we said everything that's there. I mean, there's a lot of other garbage on this page, but I'm not going to give it the time of day because it's probably just about cataplexy anyways.
Ooh, you know what? What was the year you said?
1857, I think, or something like that.
1880. French term was first used by Jean-Baptiste Edouard Gelineau.
Yeah, and honestly, like, when you're...
Pretty close.
Yeah, that's ballpark. We round up when we guess like that.
Yeah.
This is a fucking tie.
Price is Right rules. You didn't go over. Yeah. I'll allow it.
It was great. R.I.P. Bob Barker.
Ooh, H1N1 vaccine is listed as causes.
What? Shut up.
I feel like that's probably not true.
Fuck off. Goddamn
anti-vax. A link between GlaxoSmithKline's H1N1 flu vaccine, Pandemrix, and narcolepsy has been found in both children and adults. Finland's National Institute of Health and Welfare recommended the pandemic's vaccines be suspended.
Get out of here,
further
Finland.
Further investigation.
You shut the fuck up,
into
Finland.
Into narcolepsy. Yeah, you know what? I bet it doesn't. Let's see. What's this getting quoted as? Neuroscience Reports. I'm not familiar with that journal.
It's probably a Mad Magazine offshoot.
Generally, anytime I see vaccine caused blank, my immediate reaction is, well, go suck shit.
Yeah.
You liar. It didn't. That's not to say it's never happened, but look, if it's only Finland's the one taking action, I don't know.
Yeah, don't they eat like fermented shark that I've pissed on?
Yeah, they pee-pee shark.
Suck a butt, pee-pee shark. I don't know. I'm calling it. It's a tie. Episode over.
I'm going to say we win.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of this vaccine bullshit.
Oh.
This Wikipedia page is spreading spurious claims about vaccines. Because look, this is a one sentence thing.
Yeah, it's horseshit.
It's not
okay. All right.
Well fleshed out.
Okay, let's.
I say immediate disqualification for anti-vax nonsense.
Yeah, I'm on board. The world needs harsher pushback against anti-vax.
I got an applause break at a show the other day.
Oh yeah, which is rare.
It's not never happened, but it happened. When I talked about how I used to be a preschool science teacher and how people think that's silly, and I said, it's not. We should teach preschool kids science. There's people who think the earth is flat. And an applause break.
Nice.
Yeah. It was in the middle of Pennsylvania, too, so sure which side of that.
Hey, that's
how
good.
That would go. But the earth's round. Vaccines are effective.
And we won this episode.
We won this episode. But, John, if we could put a fake fact on here, what would it be?
Is that what I sound like when I'm trying to like reel in the structure of our podcast?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh man, you sounded like I sound like a tool.
Mine would be
fake fact. Mine would be that professional comedian Glenn Tickle might be narcoleptic.
Wouldn't rule it out. I guess mine would be that you are too, but I don't think that's necessarily fake.
Can't rule it out.
We might just be on here.
I'm
mine
sleepy
would be
right
that
now.
Anti-vax people can huff my shorts. That's what they can do.
How do you huff shorts?
I don't know. I just sent it in an email right before I came into the studio today to a mutual friend as a potential. I asked him if he could forward that the message on to somebody, if he could tell them that they can huff my shorts. Oh. I don't know. I don't know that he's going to do it.
Pretty confident he won't.
Poop butts, poop butts, poop butts, poop butts, poop.